Well, welcome to Friday Night Prayer School, where we learn how to pray and get our prayers answered every time. Every time. Well, once in a while, no. Every time. Well, how could that possibly be, brother? Because that's what the Word says. Was Jesus a liar? Are you going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and call him a liar? I don't think so. Well, don't do it if you're standing next to me. Glory be to God forever. Let me find my notes. I got notes here. Hallelujah. Well, if you open with me to John 16:23, we'll get right into this. Hallelujah. You're not opposed to getting in the Word a little bit, are you?
No.
How can you have faith without the Word? How can you? You know, and some churches just drop the Word altogether. If we ever do that here, just come slap me or whoever else is here. We'll just have a big old slapping party. We'll slap each other. No, you got to have the Word. You try to have a healing meeting without the Word? What are you doing? No. You're going to have a new birth meeting without the Word? Do we have new birth meetings? That's a good name. New birth meetings. Come and watch a live birth in church. We'll televise it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, you can't get anything without the Word. And I'm hoping I'm getting this through to you. Okay? We're Word people here. And we believe in the Word. And if you're not basing it on the Word, you're not basing it on anything. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And we live by faith. If you've only got a little bit of Word, I'm telling you, you're only a little bit alive. Right? You want big life? Big Word. Jesus was the Word. We're trying to be like Jesus, aren't we? He was the Word. Man, at the end of your life, they should be saying that about you. I don't know anything else about Alan, but he was the Word. Everything about him, it was the Word. You poke him, the Word comes out. Hallelujah. You're like a sponge that's completely saturated. You can't even touch it or pick it up, or it just leaks all over you. In your Sunday suit, gets all over you. We should be leaking all over people when they come in. Go leak on somebody. What are you leaking? The Word. Is the word not called water? It's likened unto water. You can be completely saturated and then become like a fountain. You're not just leaking on people, you're squirting on them. They won't even get close to you because you're like a fountain. It just spews out of you everywhere you go. You don't want to get healed? Well, don't hang out with us. You don't want to get saved? Don't hang out with us. It is catchy. You're on a slippery slope. I used to tell this to Rich all the time. He's like, do you believe in these tongues and stuff? I said, Rich, you're on a slippery slope. You know, you ever see those rivers that have like a mud bank on the side? Don't even get close to it or you're going to fall in. That's the way it is. People that get close to you, forget about it. They're on a slippery slope. They are going to fall in. Who can bear witness to that? People start hanging around you. It gets catchy. They're going to slip and fall into the river. The river of life. Hallelujah. And then they're going to start squirting on people too. Hallelujah. All right. Did you get there? I didn't get there yet. John 16:23. So what I was going to say is, how can we have effective prayers without the Word? This is part of why we need to have a little bit of Word anyway before we start to pray. Right? Or what are you basing on? Last week's manna? No, you need it right now. You should open up your Bible before you pray and then after you pray and keep it with you all the time. Feed on the Word. Always have a snack. My wife, when I met her, I knew she always had to have a little something. So I ended up carrying a little snack around with me so she'd follow me. Usually a little piece of chocolate or something, right? It's like, get, you know, a couple hours after a meal, it's like, oh, I got to have something. you know. So I learned to keep a snack with me. You need to do, you know, Wigglesworth was like that. He wouldn't go fit, what was it, 15 minutes? I've read some books, 15 minutes. He'd say, wait, I need some word. And he'd sit down, he'd read the Bible for a bit. And he was the one who said, I can't know God without his word. You can't know God apart from his word. You can't, or you get weird. You're like, woo, you're out there in weird zone. You got to know him by the word. You got to have something to anchor yourself on. Anyway, lest I get to preaching at you, let's read our verse here right after we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your holy, precious, written word. We love your word. We thank you so much that we're in a day when we have your word with us all the time. Help us to feed on your word and to get it down into our spirits where it belongs and keep it there. And Holy Spirit, I love you. I'm asking you to help me tonight, and I'm asking you to help these people become effective prayers. Let us go into a completely different realm with you so that our prayers are effective 100% of the time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I believe I receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. John 16:23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Well, we've come a long way. First thing, the Father. You've got to know the Father. Is he your Father? This is why they couldn't quite understand it when Jesus said this. He wasn't their Father. He was still God Almighty that might strike you at any minute if you did something wrong. You got to know him as Father. That's step number one. Then you can ask the Father something. And then we found out that the Father is in the Spirit. He sees where? In secret. We went in and explained where the secret place is. It's in the Spirit. So he's going to hear you because you're a spiritual child of his. You're born of God. Then you pray in the Spirit to the Father who is a spirit. And he hears you in secret. That's the secret place. And then he rewards you openly. Then he says you got to pray in Jesus' name. And then we discussed how it's got to be in that name. You're not under things. That name is in a position in the universe, far over and above all principalities and powers and mights and dominions. So if you're under the problem, you're praying in the wrong place and your prayer won't be heard. I'm just telling you the way it is. Oh, well, I want my prayer to be heard. Well, then you got to pray in Jesus' name. And that name is above everything. You are above everything right now. And you must pray from that position in that name. And then we talked about the name being the Word. Jesus is the Word. Which means not only you got to be in that name, in that position, but you have to pray his words. When you pray his words, he hears it. In Jesus' name. That's what it means. Pray to the Father in Jesus' name. In his name means in that position of authority and in his word. Then you have whatever you pray, right? All right, we're almost there. Then last week, we talked about, glory be to God, when you pray, believe. Let's look over there right now. Let's look over to, no, go right over to Mark 11:24. Says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them. And I talked to you about how believing, this is the work that you believe. Labor that you may enter into rest, lest you fall after unbelief. So it's labor to get to that point of belief. And what are we laboring in? We're laboring in the word. Right? We're struggling with the word. We're confessing the word. We're meditating on the word. And I talked about Keith Moore a little bit, how in prayer school he would meditate on certain scriptures, especially I lay my hands on the sick and they recover. all week long because he knew on Friday he was going to lay his hands on sick people and expect them to recover. So what was he doing? He was laboring in the word. He was building himself up in faith so that on Friday he could release his faith. We can do that with anything. If you got a bill coming up that you don't know about, you've got some situations coming up, you know about it in the future, get scriptures. Get them. Start meditating on them. Labor on them. Labor like you're having a baby. Get it down in you. And then you know that when the time comes, you're ready to release your faith on that subject. You know how it is when you're having a baby. You know it's coming in about 9 months, usually. Right? So you got 9 months to get ready. What if you didn't get ready for the baby? Then you'd be woefully unprepared to have this screaming child up all night with you. But if you're ready, you're ready. Okay? So you need to be ready. You need to labor and be prepared to release your faith. Right? Okay. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Turn with me over to 1 John 5:14. One more scripture and then we'll get into this week's message. You must believe you receive. Once you've prayed the prayer, I've prayed the prayer. Did you, when you released your faith, did you believe that you received them? Because the promise is you shall have them if you prayed and believed you received it when you prayed. Hallelujah. First John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in him. In who? In Jesus. In Jesus' name. That if we ask anything according to his will. What's his will? His word is his will. He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions we've desired of him. If we know he hears us because we prayed according to his will, then we know we will get someday. No. We will get, you know, when everything works out. We have it. We know we have it. How do you know, brother? I know I have it, but I don't see it. It doesn't matter. The things you see, we walk by faith and not by sight. So there comes a place after laboring in the word and you pray and you know God heard you because you prayed his word that you know you have it. And I want to get you there today. Can you really know? Absolutely. People will wonder why you're so weird. Looks like everything's going downhill and you're like, nope, it's going uphill. Right? Glory be to God forever. We're not going under. We're going over. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Go to Philippians 4:16. We know we have the thing. I get so excited about that. And sometimes it takes a little effort to get to that place where you know you have it. But according to the word. And didn't we just read that? The Bible says that if we ask according to his will, he hears it, then we know we have it. So whether you believe it or not, right? Listen to me. Whether you believe it or not, the word says you already have it. So where do people miss it? People miss it right here. By then they start going counterclockwise with God. Well, I'll get it someday. What's happened? Their mouth is going in the wrong direction. They're talking against what God has already promised to give you. You have it. No, I don't. Yes, you do. According to the word. You believed you receive it. You have it. If you waver from that. I went really strong on this a couple weeks ago. If you waver from that, guess what you get? Nothing. The man who wavers, nothing. So you got to make up your mind that you're not going to waver as soon as you release those words. When you stand praying, believe. Yeah. When you stand praying, what are you going to stand for 3 days? No, you're going to when you let those words out of your mouth, that's it. And I said, we made up a policy here that we're not going to lay hands on people unless they know and will continue to confess that they were healed the moment we prayed for them. Does that make sense? Because if they're not going to do that, they're not going to receive anything anyway. Why pray for them? Because out of mercy and kindness. Well, you know, you're being real merciful when you get them in the word and you show them how to receive and maintain what they have. You lay your hands on them, you release your faith. From that moment on, what are they? They have, right, they have what they prayed for. And if they're going to go crosswise with that, don't bother. There'll just be another one in the line that said, well, that didn't work. You know? Glory be to God. All right, are you there yet? Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 4. Glory be to God. Yeah, you said 4:19. No, hallelujah. 4:6. Be careful or full of care for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding. Well, I don't understand how it's going to come to pass. Right here it says you're not going to. The peace of God which passes all, that means your understanding. You may not know how this prayer that you prayed is going to come to pass because it passes your understanding. You ever been on the highway and somebody passed you like 90 miles an hour? I used to get upset. Now I go, glory to God. Look at him go. They passed my speed of my car. God, do you think God can surpass your understanding? Are you kidding me? We're relatively retarded compared to him, aren't we? He surpassed, so let's do it his way, I'm telling you. Listen, this is Jesus telling you. If you'll do it his way, it'll surpass your understanding and you will have whatever you pray. It surpasses your understanding. I'm going to take you to a story here in a minute. It just, it does not compute. Your mind doesn't understand because we're dealing with a supernatural God and he deals in the supernatural realm. That's what we're believing. Don't pray for things, you know, that can work out in the natural. Come on, get on beyond that. Remember, God spoke to me several, long time ago, probably when I first got saved. I said, God, where are you? And he goes, you know where I am? I'm always one step ahead of you. I'm a little bit out beyond where you are. Just like, you know, you dangle a carrot in front of a donkey or a mule. He's always out. Why? Because you're stretching for him. And he's always out beyond you. Why? So he can prove how great he is. Not a miracle. A miracle answer to prayer. I found my shoes in the morning. No. Find your own stupid shoes. You're right where you left them. Doesn't mean you can't ask for help. But you see what I'm saying, right? Believe God for something that's impossible. And then when he does it, you go, that's God. Absolutely. Your Father in heaven. Glory be to God forever. Did I read that? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. What do you mean, thanksgiving? Huh. What would you be thanking God for? Well, we need to thank the Lord for all things, for sickness and for trials and tribulations which strengthen us and help us to mature. What do you think they're thanking God for? They're exactly what they have. You thank God for what you believe you have. Absolutely. You have it because his word says you have it, regardless of what you see. And then you thank him and you continue in thanksgiving until it shows up. That sounds too simple, brother. It's not. We're told to maintain and hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promised. That's Hebrews 10:23. Glory to God. You're going to hold fast the confession because he's faithful. He's the one who promised it. I didn't promise it. He promised it. You will have what you prayed when you believe and you continue to thank him for it. Why are you thankful? Because you already have it. Glory be to God forever. Go with me to Acts 16. Glory be to God. 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They just did what we were talking about. They prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So they must have been loud enough for other people to hear them. Right? Now, if we read up above this, I don't have time right now, but they just had many stripes laid upon them, and they were cast into the prison, and they charged the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. It's according to your knowledge. That's probably the worst place to be, right? Why do you think the centurion there put him down in there, the one in charge of the prisoners? Because he'd be in trouble if they got away. So he put him into the belly of the prison where nobody could get him out and they couldn't break out, even if a riot took place. And then he bound their feet. Just in case. Just in case something weird happened. But they said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. What are praises? They're thanksgivings. They're thanking God. They prayed and thanked God out loud, and the prisoners heard them. Then what happened? And suddenly, and I'm telling you, this is the way it'll happen to you if you do what I'm telling you, suddenly something will happen. If you believe you have it, and you thank God for it, and you maintain that, and you don't let go, you hold fast to that thanksgiving, suddenly it'll drop in you like a rock. Suddenly, no one will be able to shake it out of you. Suddenly, God will surpass all understanding. He'll blow by you at 90 miles an hour, and you'll go, glory to God. There it goes. That's the way it happens in the spirit world. I'm showing you how to point the gun and pull the trigger. Once you've pulled that trigger, what's the bullet? The bullet takes off and it goes a lot faster than you can run, doesn't it? You'll see God surpassing you. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Well, that just happened to be miraculous timing. Really? An earthquake shaking people's bands off their hands? You could have shook them as much as you wanted and they wouldn't have fallen off. They had locks on them. This was the supernatural power of God delivering them. It surpassed anything they could have possibly imagined. And we're told to pray that. Glory be to God. When did it happen? When they were moaning and complaining and whining and bellyaching, saying, God, these stripes, they hurt. They were praising God. This is when it happens. This is where people miss it. If you've prayed something and you waver from believing that you have it, and you stop praising God that you have it, I'm telling you, from that moment on, when you pray, it's praise. Yeah. Thank you, Father. This is happening now. I may not be able to see it. Don't care if I see it. But thank you that it is mine and I have it. I have it. Glory to God. You maintain that, guess what? It'll surpass your understanding how it comes to pass. God honors his word every time, and it's exciting. All the promises of God are yes and amen. All right, you guys are ready for this. I'm going to throw this one out there. Romans 8, 28. There's nothing bad in Romans 8, 28. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to read from verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. When you are praying in the Spirit, you are praying the will of God. What did James say? I mean, what did John, 1 John 5 say? He said, if you pray God's will, he hears it. And then you know you have it. Right? So whatever you're praying in the Spirit, you know you have it. It's perfect. God was really smart when he made us speak in other tongues, or he gave us the ability. He doesn't make us, but he gives us the ability to speak with other tongues. Hallelujah. Then look at verse 28. And we know. And we know. We wonder? And we hope? This has nothing to do with hope. This has everything to do with knowing. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. How do we know all things work together? How do we get to that place of knowing? Praying in the Spirit. Quickly, right over to Romans. Not Romans, 1 Corinthians. Glory be to God forever. These are tricks here. Can you show people tricks? Yeah, absolutely. Tricks of how to get your prayers answered effectively every single time. I'm telling you, you maintain that glorious thanksgiving that you have already received what you prayed for. At the moment of prayer, you believed you received it. Then from that moment on, you're thanking God for it. Until suddenly it surpasses your understanding. Everybody there? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Glory be to God. Verse 17. Well, let's read verse 17 for now. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Read verse 16. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, he's talking about speaking in tongues, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at thy what? Giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what thou sayest. This is for the unlearned. They don't understand. I know that when Rich comes up and he's praying in tongues, the predominant thing he's doing is thanking the Father. He's singing the wonderful praises of God. And I'm not unlearned. I know that. I say amen. Right? Amen. For verse 17, thou verily givest thanks well. When I'm speaking in the Spirit, in other tongues, I'm giving thanks well. I believe I've received something. They just said if I pray in the Spirit, all things are working together for me, and I know that I have. So one of the best things to do, especially when your mind is giving you a problem, is to pray in the Spirit. You're giving thanks well. And you're expediting that which you've already prayed for and believed. Because you're not going to contradict what you've already said with your mouth by saying, oh, I don't think it's going to come to pass. No, be quiet. And I've done that many a time. You believe something, the best thing to do, as soon as you release your faith, what's the devil want to do? He wants to come in and tell you the opposite. That will never work. That's impossible. That surpasses understanding. You couldn't possibly figure out how that comes about. Well, exactly. So what you want to do is get out of your head. Thank God. Thank you, Father. I've received what I prayed for. And then frendo sklebahande, bro. And go right into other tongues and pray. Shut your head right off. Are you requesting us to shut our heads off? Absolutely. Get that thing out of the way. You give thanks well. Well, I gave thanks the best way I knew how. Thank you, Father, for healing me. For healing me. Thank you. Thank you. Well, if that's all you know, well, then go on and pray in the Spirit. And all things are now working together for good. Aren't you glad he said for good? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Well, people, I think we got something there. Does that make sense to you? That's the most effective way to get your prayers heard and answered. You're praying to the Father in Jesus' name, which is His word, in the authority of that name. Where are you going to pray in tongues from? In the authority of some other name? No, in Jesus' name. And in Him, all the promises of God are yes and amen. You're going to pray the promise of God in the Spirit. And then when you release your faith, you pray it, you're going to believe that you've received it. After you believe you receive it, what do you have? It. You have it. Don't let anybody shake you off that. If they shake you off that, what do you get? Nothing. You waver off of that. The best way to not waver off of it, and the next step, is to thank God for it. Wouldn't you thank God if He gave you something and you believed it? Absolutely. This is where, right there is where most people miss it. Because after they believe they received, they look around, they feel their body or whatever, and they're like, nothing changed. But it's at that moment that you thank God. You make yourself thank God. Even if you're sneezing, coughing, or whatever. Thank God I'm healed. Ha-choo. Thank God I'm healed. By His stripes I'm healed. Thank You, Father, that when I prayed, I received my healing. Ha-choo. Thank You, Father. And you ask Him, and you've already asked Him. You keep thanking Him. And then suddenly, He'll surpass your understanding, and you will have the manifestation. You've already got it, but you'll have the manifestation in whatever realm it's in. And praying in tongues helps you get beyond your mind, helps you get beyond those roadblocks that seem to stumble you up. And I hope to go there next week, because when you get into praying in the Spirit, you're in a whole nother realm. It is the doorway to the supernatural, and we're entering in. But this is foundational. When we pray, we believe we've received it. We have it. We thank God for it. We don't waver. And we continue to thank God. And it surpasses our understanding. Every time. Every time. And the more you do it, the more you'll see it. Glory be to God.
When shall we go? If we follow on to know the Lord, then shall we go as we sow and reap from here.
This message has been brought to you, free of charge, by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.